It's January Japanese Word of the Week Days. Helpful Hints with Kiki and Koko. Brought to you by our gracious host, i.e. IndigoEast.com. Without further ado, here are Kiki and Koko of Kiki and Koko. Let's 日本語 with their helpful hints on today's Word of the Week Day.
Hello there, we're Kiki and Koko, your guides to Japanese language and culture, helping you on your Japanese language learning journey every step of the way. Today, we will be helping you specifically with this very useful sentence and each of its parts. Culture and language are inextricably intertwined, which is why we're here to give you a bit of insight into why we say these specific words.
すみません、もう一度。またゆっくり言っていただけませんか?
すみませんもう一度またゆっくり言っていただけませんか?すみませんもう一度またゆっくり言っていただけませんか?
すみません。もう一度、もっとゆっくり言っていただけませんか?
Sorry. Can you please say that again for me? More slowly.
You'll notice that this starts out with an apology.
すみません。
すみません
。すみません。
Firstly,We want to stress that when we speak about culture, it's inherently a broad brush,
and not every person adheres to cultural norms,
and cultural norms change over time.
But the traces of the past usually still linger.
Generally, in Japanese culture, the mode of operation is avoiding meiwaku,
which is inconveniencing,
troubling,
or bothering anyone.
When you want to ask something of someone else,
Try to keep at least the linguistic mindset that is not wanting to be an inconvenience.
Be very careful with this concept though. It does not mean that people are easily inconvenienced. It means that people are very conscious of not wanting to inconvenience others.
And this is why we think it's important to either start off a request like this with an apology or at least use a humble verb at the end.
You don't necessarily have to,
but it just sounds nicer.
You can be rude if you want,
but then you'll be the one to face the consequences.
Next, we see
もう一度、もう一度、もう一度 means
once more
or again.
There are other ways to say again in this sort of context, like
もう一回、もう一回、もう一回Meaning one more time,
but you can probably use this
if you still didn't understand the person a second time.
またゆっくり、またゆっくり、またゆっくり means
more slowly.
You don't have to say
またゆっくり
the first go around.
You can technically just ask.もう一度ゆっくり言っていただけませんか?もう一度ゆっくり言っていただけませんか?
もう一度ゆっくり言っていただけませんか?
Can you please say that again for me, slowly?
We just reckoned it useful to be sure you knew how to ask someone who may have already been speaking at a moderate pace to speak even more slowly.
You can open with this, and then continue with asking if they can say it. もう一回
and もっとゆっくり
for you.
Next is a verb we've seen quite a lot during this special corner.
And that's 言って. This is the 言って or 言って form of the verb you.
Which sort of sounds like saying
you. And you'll even see it spelled that way. But
for now, and for your journey on learning proper conjugation,
it's much easier to think of it as e u.
You
means to say,
to call,
to declare,
to utter,
to name,
to go, to make noise.
Many Japanese words have many meanings, but in this case, it's meant to simply mean to say. And lastly, we have
いただけませんか? いただけませんか? いただけませんか?
This is a verb that will take a bit of explaining,
especially if you're an absolute beginner.
Since this is just a helpful hints corner, we won't go entirely completely in depth, but we will try to do our best to summarize. So, politeness is very important in Japanese language.
When you talk about yourself or a group that you are a part of, you lower or humble yourself.
When you talk to or about someone of higher status
or someone that you do not know very well,
you will raise them up or honor them.
いただけません is the polite negative form of the verb いただける,
which has numerous meanings, but
for now,
we'll just stick with one,
which is humble language meaning
to be able to take,
to be able to receive, or to be able to accept.
If you were to hear this casually, but still politely, you might hear
もう一度またゆっくり言ってくれませんか? もう一度またゆっくり言ってくれませんか? もう一度またゆっくり言ってくれませんか?
Can you please say that again for me slowly?
Again, it still uses the polite form, but it's just not humble language.
You may also notice that the sentence doesn't say I anywhere.
Yet, in Japanese, it is obvious that you're talking about yourself, receiving the favor of having it said to you again more slowly because of the verb used at the end.
Also, the translation does not highlight the negative question,
いただけませんか?
It shares features with its English equivalent,
such as you might ask, won't you do this for me, in the same way that you would ask politely,
いってくれませんか?
Or casually,
いってくれない?
There are many layers and nuances to Japanese language
that we hope to continue to reveal to you in future.
Remember that just learning phrases and vocabulary words alone aren't enough to become fluent.
But if you combine these with grammar,
reading,
writing,
and culture,
then you will have every chance in the world of reaching your goals.
Just remember that if you're an absolute beginner,
be patient with yourself. It takes repetition and time to improve your pronunciation
and understanding.
That is why it is so important to practice these vocabulary words by repeating them aloud as well as writing them for a good bit of kinesthetic learning. We also hope that you'll continue your Japanese language learning journey with us at Kiki and Koko Let's Nihongo Online. But most importantly,
when it comes to helpful hints,
we hope that helps. Until next lesson, love Kiki
and Koko.
ありがとうございました。
This January Japanese Word of the Week is Helpful Hints with Kiki and Koko was brought to you by IEIndigoEast.com. Thank you so much for learning with us.